Well, tell us what it was like getting your first Captain Canada. Quite an occasion for you.
Yeah, I mean, amazing experience. It's a great group of guys, and to come in and contribute to a big win that puts us through the semifinals in the UEFA Nations League was something I'll never forget.
Did you expect you might see action? Have you been told anything? Or?
I wasn't sure, but I prepared, you know, always to be able to go in, you know, for the Curaçao game and for this game, and I was excited to be able to have the opportunity, especially here at home. My wife was here, my mom, my sister, some cousins, some friends. So it was amazing.
It's been quite a season for you so far with St. Louis, turning heads, and now this.
Yeah, no, it has. It just seems to keep getting better and better, so who knows what's around the corner next.
Someone had told you a month ago that St. Louis would start the season the way they did, 5-0, and you'd be going for Canada for the first time. What do you think he would say?
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a dream come true in so many different ways. So it's I always had belief in the St. Louis team, and you know, I knew that, you know, hopefully this opportunity would come with Canada, but it was just amazing to be able to experience that today.
What did you think of the performance tonight, Carl? It's a pretty dominant performance. Your teammates really showed a lot tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you just get to see the quality we have all over the pitch. You know, goalie, center backs, wing backs, center mids. Like, you know, Canada soccer, center forwards, is not the Canada soccer of 10 years ago. It's a new team. It's a new style. And I think we did well to implement what we wanted to do against Honduras.
Have you found the shift from playing in MLS Next Pro last year to MLS this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a step up in so many different ways. The game all happens quicker, and so you got to be really sharp mentally. I've enjoyed it. I've got a great group of guys alongside me that, you know, I help them and they help me. And it's worked well so far.
And as well, Alistair Johnston as well, a similar path to you, sort of coming through the developmental stages in MLS. Have you spoken to him about sort of settling in with the national team?
Yeah, I have. He's been a great guy. He's helped, you know, include me from the jump, and he's doing amazing at Celtic. So it's so cool to see, you know, does well in college and then gets into the MLS, does well in the MLS, gets into Canada, does well with Canada, and then now he's in Europe playing really well in the Champions League team. So good for him.
Kyle, how have you feel that playing with St. Louis has maybe prepared you for this next step?
Yeah, I mean, it's been huge playing in St. Louis. We have top-class players on our team, Roman Berkey, Edu Lubin, João Klaus, to name a couple, who have come from Europe, who have come from the top level. So to get the chance to be training with them every day makes me up my level and helps me be prepared for moments like this.
Thank you.
Kyle, obviously the Canada in this camp, you missed a couple of key regulars from the World Cup, Kamal, Steven, Alistair. So what does it mean for guys like you, for Scott, for Derek to step up and fill in, only allow one goal and play a good defense like you did?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the perfect moment where preparation meets opportunity. So that's something that, you know, I've been waiting for 25 years, is this chance to be with Canada, represent Canada at the senior level. And so super special for me, and like, to be able to not only represent, but for those, I mean, those guys were tremendous, but to get two big wins was exactly what we set out to do.
What do you make of the growing center back then for Canada right now?
Yeah, hopefully it just keeps improving. We've got a lot of guys that John Hartman can pull from, and I hope my name sticks around in that list.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thanks, Kyle.